This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
There's every expectation Jazz is going to be starting at second base. 100%. 100%. 100%. Here are the thoughts, though. Going into this game, you're getting a young kid in early, left-hander. As you said, Boone said he's kind of neutral. It's a four-start sample size. It's almost impossible to get a real feel for what kind. I mean, does he have a wipeout slider that would make you feel like lefties would have a problem? He called him neutral. Looking at the lineup, there's a couple of interesting things. There's a couple of interesting things to debate here. You know that he's not going to stay in the game long, right? You got a real feeling, unless he's dominant, which would be unfortunate for the Yankees. But outside of him just shoving and throwing, you know, four no-hit innings or something like that, I would imagine Alex Cora is going to have a quick hook. He's got a deep bullpen. They were all rested in game one. And the way he managed game two, I'm sure he'll manage the same way in game three and be uber aggressive with his bullpen. So you know that even though you're putting out a left-handed lineup, or a lineup against left-handed pitching, should I say, a right-handed lineup, or, you know, you're facing a left-handed pitcher, that you really can't base how you're going to put the lineup together solely on the starting pitcher because you don't expect him to be in the game very long. So to me, there's a couple of questions. Ben Rice, right? Excellent. The guy has been unbelievable the last month, has a great game last night, two-run home run. Him or Goldschmidt, right? That's a question. I don't know if you can put him at catcher. It's not the same as Max Fried. Cam Schlittler has thrown a ton to Ben Rice. It's not the same dynamic. He's not your ace. They haven't worked together exclusively pretty much the way Max Fried and Wells did. But you do kind of want your best defensive catcher. He did just get the big hit that won them the game. Like, I would think you go with Ben Rice. Right? I would think you go with Ben Rice. Now, Goldschmidt, I'm sorry. I think you'd go with Wells at catcher. I would think you want your best catcher. I can't imagine the Yankees and Boone not doing that. So then it comes down to Goldschmidt or Rice at first base. There is a part of me that says, hey, you've got this young kid on the mound. Do or die game three at Yankee Stadium, literally the first time ever pitching on the road in a major league ballpark, because the two games he started on the road this year, one was in the Yankee spring training facility where the Tampa Bay Rays were playing this year, and the other one was in Sacramento against the A's, which is a minor league baseball park. He is yet to pitch in a major league ballpark outside of Fenway. Do I want to start Paul Goldschmidt knowing very well that within an inning, like if do I start Goldschmidt, hit him leadoff, and make it as difficult as possible for this young kid, hoping I can jump on him and give my rookie starter a little bit of breathing room? Do I want to really sell out and make it as difficult for early as I can? Do I start Paul Goldschmidt, hit him leadoff, make sure I get that at bat, Paul Goldschmidt versus Early, knowing full well once you get to the bullpen, which should be relatively quickly, you're talking about Ben Rice having two, possibly even still three at-bats when you decide to go to him. Do I want to waste Paul Goldschmidt like that? That's what you're weighing. You're weighing the idea of making it as difficult as possible on this young rookie starter and trying to jump on him and putting Paul Goldschmidt leadoff and making sure I have one of the best hitters I have against left-handed pitching at the top of the order? Or do I start Ben Rice knowing that, yes, it's a lefty, but he's a neutral lefty. He's not a lefty I don't think Ben Rice can hit. And then once they get into the bullpen, I'd rather have Ben Rice, and I'll always have Paul Goldschmidt as a right-handed bat off the bench with a very heavy left-handed bullpen of the Boston Red Sox. Then you get to third base and Ryan McMahon. Obviously great defender. Did get a hit last night. Has not hit a lick the entire last month. Do you just say, I'm willing to start Rosario against the left-handed pitcher against McMahon, again, thinking I want to make it as difficult as I can for this young left-handed starter. Let me put, even though I know it's going to be a bullpen game eventually, if I put out all my best right-handed hitters, I want to jump on this kid. And I could put Rosario in the lineup over McMahon and play him at third base. This isn't the same thing as Max Fried getting a bunch of ground balls to third base as a left-handed starter. Like, this is Cam Schlittler, right-handed starter, throwing 100 miles an hour. I'm not expecting as many ground balls to the left side as I do with Max Fried and Carlos Rodon. I just don't. Doesn't mean it can't happen, and I do want my best defensive team out there. But do I play Rosario over McMahon? Those are the questions for me. What do they do at first base? What do they do at third base? Grisham's playing center field. There's no doubt about that. Jazz is going to be your starting second baseman, and I'd be surprised if they go away from Wells at catcher. I'd be surprised. I think you should play Wells at catcher. I want my best defensive catcher back there. I feel like you need that in these games. So what do you do at first and third? My gut tells me I got to play Ben Rice. I want Ben Rice at first base. I'll have Paul Goldschmidt. It's not like I'm never going to see another lefty. If it was the Yankee bullpen, where all they have is Tim Hill out there, I'd be more inclined to start Paul Goldschmidt, make sure I get him the at-bat against the lefty, and then take my chances once the lefty's out going to Ben Rice and knowing I've lost Paul Goldschmidt for either defense or a pinch hitting spot. But because there are so many lefties in that bullpen, and I feel like you're going to see a lot of you could see left-handed pitching late, and their closer, Chapman, who might be pitching two innings or at least an inning plus late in this game, I want to make sure I have the option of Paul Goldschmidt off the bench, and I probably feel the same way about Rosario as well. I think my gut is to just play the same lineup they played last night. Play Wells behind the plate, play Ben Rice at first base, play McMahon at third base, play Jazz at second, play Grisham in center, and have my right-handed batters ready to go off the bench, have Caballero ready to go for a pinch run, play defense replacement, have Paul Goldschmidt as a late defensive replacement at first base for Ben Rice or a pinch hit right-handed bat off of the tough left-handed relievers that the Red Sox have. I think my indication is to just go with my usual everyday lineup or what has my best lineup in it. I don't think it's crazy for Rosario for McMahon. I don't think that's crazy. But I still think that's probably not what I would do. I would roll out the same lineup I rolled out last night, hope that they can get to this young kid, have my right-handed bats ready for pinch hit stuff late, have my best defender in Goldschmidt ready to go pinch and play defense late in the game, and not waste him by trying to use him early against early, if that makes sense. What do you think? How should the Yankees handle? That's what I said. Go with what they did last night. That would be my vote for that, how they handle the lineup in game number 3 tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.